Good morning. Welcome back into In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're talking Juneteenth, which is June 19th, this Friday. And normally, in a regular year where we don't have a pandemic going on, we would have a huge celebration here in Manhattan. And we're still going to have a celebration. It's just going to look a little different this year. And we got some guests here from the Manhattan Juneteenth Committee. And Sonia Baker is one of them, and she joins us on a Zoom call here today, along with Dave Baker and Deb Nuss. Sonia, I'll let you introduce yourself first. I understand you're the chair of the Manhattan Juneteenth organization.
First of all, good morning to everyone. And I want to thank you for this opportunity. But I am the 2020 chair for the Manhattan Juneteenth Committee. And it was pretty heartbreaking to make the final decision that we would have to cancel this year due to the COVID-19 virus. So we had been busy making plans prior to that.
All right. And Dave Baker, your husband, a lot of folks know him here in the community as the director of the Douglas Community Center. And Dave, tell us how you're involved with Juneteenth.
Well, when I came to work for the city in 2011 at the Douglas Center, I found that for many, many years, of course, the Juneteenth had been at the Douglas Park for many years. And in 2011 was the year that Mr. Slater and the committee chose to move it to City Park. And the director at Douglas Center for many years, Larry Nicholson, and people prior to him, was always involved with Juneteenth. And so when I came, that kind of continued. And so, and the city has really partnered with the Juneteenth activity since we've moved it to the City Park. They don't actually do it, but they partner with us. And so on the committee, I became the liaison from the city to the committee. So that's been pretty much my role in Juneteenth, you know, participating in it and working with it as the liaison from the city to the committee, and working with the things that we needed to, you know, put the program on in City Park. And so that has worked out well. We went from just using the stage in City Park to using the pavilion. And like I said, last year it was just huge because we were able to utilize all the facilities that we have there. And it's just made this Juneteenth activity in Manhattan just really grow. I'm very proud of it for the fact that I've said this many times, it's the oldest or the longest running activity for the community in Manhattan. Last year was our 30th year. And that was monumental in my mind because there's not many activities in the summertime that the whole community has can participate in, and Juneteenth has been the one activity that does happen. So I kind of miss it, the fact that we couldn't do it this year, but we all know the reason why. So, but that's pretty much my role Juneteenth is a liaison from the city to the committee.
Okay. And Deb, and you wear a lot of hats here in the community, Deb, but how are you involved with Juneteenth?
I have been involved with the Manhattan Juneteenth Committee since 2015. So this is actually my fifth year on the committee. I was invited by Don Slater to join the committee. Actually, he invited me to join the committee right before he died in December of 2015. And for people that remember Don, Don was the face of Juneteenth for a long, long time. Don Slater did a lot of good things in the community, but Juneteenth was really his baby, I would say. And he ensured basically that event happened for many, many years. And so when when he became ill, and then he invited me to join the committee. I really, you know, to be truthful, did it for him to some extent. But then after I got involved with the group, met a group of wonderful people that have become friends and colleagues in many respects. And just the spirit around this event, I will echo what Mr. Baker just said. In terms of a long-standing community event, this is one that the community comes to look forward to every year, and you know, is excited, and it's meaningful. And clearly it is more meaningful, or would have been more meaningful, under the current circumstances that we find ourselves in as a community and nation. But so again, my involvement, 5 years, and I'm currently the treasurer. And so I, and what, there are probably about 12 people on our committee right now, right, Dave and Sonia? Is that about the right number?
15 to 18.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I remember attending the event last year, and it was my first opportunity in Manhattan to cover something like that. And it was incredible because there were some great speakers. There was great entertainment, a lot of folks out there at City Park. And in lieu of that now here, since there won't be a celebration this year, since it was canceled due to COVID, what is the message here that you want to make sure that people – take with them about Juneteenth and continue to honor that day in Manhattan on Friday? Oh, I'll direct that to Dave or Sonia.
Well, I think it's important to continue. Right now, we know what's going on in our country. And we've been, the Juneteenth, if you think about Juneteenth, it goes back to 1863, and of course, 1865 was when we found out that there were still slaves. And so, and that goes right along with what's happening in our country today. And I think it's imperative that we continue to do what we do in order to just make people aware and bring people together, because we're going to be in this country. We're not going anywhere. And so I think it's just important that we continue to do things that brings people together, and we as one. And for some reason, we kind of know the reason, but over the last 20, 30 years, that divide has gotten wide again. And so it's sad that it's taken some of the events that are going on right now to bring that awareness back, but it's here. And Juneteenth is one of the vehicles that we've had that we can continue to make things get better for everyone in this country.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and there's been talks here. I've heard this recently about making Juneteenth a nationally observed holiday. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yes, go ahead, Deb.
Oh, well, I just wanted to mention that you know, there are only 5 remaining states that have not, either by resolution or statute, recognize Juneteenth as either a state holiday or a day of observance. And in Kansas, actually, a resolution was passed in April of 2007 in response, actually, to the effort that Juneteenth be recognized as a national holiday. So Kansas has been on board with this idea since 2007. So if it'll be interesting to see whether this current momentum brings on board these remaining 5 states, and then if anything will happen in terms of federal legislation to make it happen.
Very good. Brandon, to add to what Deb just said, I know of 3 of those states, Hawaii, North Dakota, and South Dakota. I'm not sure the other 2, but they're in parts of the country that, you know, there's not a lot of African Americans. So, you know, I understand that, but that's still not a reason for them not to observe, just like we do any other holiday.
Yeah, well, there's definitely some momentum out there. We'll see what happens with that. You know, obviously it's an important day in our history, and something that if it's not remembered, we've seen this before. We tend to repeat history a lot when we don't honor that history. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back and we'll continue our conversation with Dave and Sonia Baker and Debbie Nuss. We're talking Juneteenth on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.